from stpetecatalyst.com.
Hi, everybody. I'm here today with Amanda Griffin from Children's Dream Fund. She's the executive director of an organization which is celebrating its 40th year this year. Another one of the fabulous nonprofits that we like to bring to the attention of the Catalyst Impact viewers. So Amanda, hi, welcome.
Hi, Karen. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Why don't you tell us about your organization?
Sure. So the Children's Dream Fund is a wish granting organization that's located here in St. Petersburg that grants dreams to kids with life-threatening illnesses in West Central Florida. So we were founded in St. Pete, but we serve from about Winter Haven up down to Naples and stretch across that area. And any child that's diagnosed with a life-threatening illness and goes to our area hospitals are referred to the Children's Dream Fund. And we have this simple mission of making their dream come true. So we are in the lives of these families and kids when they need us the most. They need joy, they need a smile, and we're able to walk into their life and say, you've been so brave. No kid should have to go through what you're going through. Is there something that could make you smile, or is there something that we could do to lift this load off of your shoulders? And I'm sure all the listeners can imagine we get a lot of answers to that question of the different personalities of kids is what deems what their dream is. So from there, we plan their dream from start to finish. And I know we'll talk more as the interview goes on, but that is the Children's Dream Fund, high level nutshell. We're making dreams come true for kids that live in our area.
That's really great. I want to encourage people to go to the Dream Fund, Children's Dream Fund website, which is childrensdreamfund.org. Not only will you learn more about how to get involved, although Amanda's going to share a bit of that with us, but you'll also see some of the beautiful children and their dreams sort of archived on the website. And I have to say, it's impressive and touching.
Yes. And I'll tell you, Karen, we are very busy at the Dream Fund. So we're going to be doing 150 dreams this year. And normal year, that would be around 100. But because of COVID-19, we had to delay a lot of travel dreams. So the office is pretty unique these days. Our dream team is running in, meeting kids, running out, delivering a dream. It's pretty special, but also sad when you think about how busy we have to be. And I was reflecting on this week, and this week alone, we delivered three dreams. We had Genesis, who dreamed of having a playground in her backyard. So our team made that happen. We had Aubriana, who dreamed of having her very own micro golden doodle puppy. And we made that happen for Aubriana. And then the third was Braden's dream to have a gaming computer. So that's just in, you know, Monday through Friday of this week. And it's unique because our every week's different. And it's pretty special that people in our community are willing to give to the Children's Dream Fund to make that happen for those kids.
Well, my hat's off to you that you actually were able to locate a golden doodle.
Don't tell me, hats off to me. We have a team. We have two women that work in our office. Lisa Hawk is our director of dreams and Sarah Lauterbach is our dream coordinator. And they are the ones who located that puppy and met Aubriana, found out her dream, and were able to deliver that for her. So her smiles are all because of them. And then the donor who underwrote the cost of that puppy.
So do you tend to have a single donor underwrite an entire dream, or do people come together as teams or work teams? Tell me what some of the scenarios
are. So it looks different. If you want to come together as a team and make a dream come true, we love that. But we also have many donors who decide that they would like to make the dream come true on their own. So the way that works at the Dream Fund, our hard cost of a dream is $5,000. So if you come in and you make a gift of $5,000, you are assigned a dream child. You get their photo, you get to know a little bit about their journey, and of course, you learn what dream you were able to make happen with that donation. So And I know I already said this, but to answer a question, if you did want to go in, a family wanted to do it as a gift for Father's Day, for example, we have a lot of those scenarios too. So we aren't really picky. We just want to make sure that the dream happens. And we have a lot of monthly donors to the Dream Fund to over the course of the year add up to close to a cost of a dream. We have a Dream Society, which is a group of donors who have pledged to give $1,000 a year for 5 years. When you do visit childrensdreamfund.org, you'll see all of those different types of support. And it's just really special. I'm sure you've heard a lot of wonderful people in our community, Karen, that have given to nonprofits. And it's just heartwarming to know that we have such a great community that's making St. Petersburg a better place.
That's great. I was just doing some reading today about the sort of the history of giving during COVID, and it does seem like American people really stepped up and gave with the fury. Really exciting to see that as those statistics from 2020 start coming through. So did you have a good year?
Yes. So I'll tell you, this is funny, not to make it about me, but I just started as the executive director a month ago at the Dream Fund. So I did not experience Dream Fund COVID life. I was at the Dream Fund for 7 years before, so I'm very familiar with the organization. I left for a little bit and then now I'm back and I'm so happy to be here. But from everything that I hear from our team and our former executive director, Cynthia Lake Farrell, is a close friend of mine and has really mentored me through this transition, that COVID was hard. You know, kids can't travel, or if kids are sick, they're obviously can't be, if there's a pandemic happening, you can't be out and about, right? So our dream team, Lisa and Sarah, I'll just keep talking about them because I'm so amazed by them. They were able to pivot the year of the word of 2020, right? And they made dream delay gifts. So they went into the lives of these kids that were waiting for their dream and said, you know, we got to wait. You can't travel to Hawaii. You can't travel out west. So let's give you something related to your dream that can hold you over until you can travel to what your true dream come true is. And for some kids who, this is a great example, kids who wanted to go to Disney or on a Disney cruise, they gave these kids iPads and a Disney Plus subscription. So they were super creative and I'm just amazed. I didn't get to witness it firsthand. I just heard the stories. But we are feeling really optimistic that travel is starting to happen again. And these kids are getting to realize their dream come true. And it is, I sit behind a desk. I'm not out there seeing the children, but I get all the photos. And every day it's a new child that comes through my email that has a big smile on their face, and that's what it's all about. So, long answer to your question, but COVID was difficult, and now we feel like we're on the right track.
That's terrific. Yeah, it was fun to see some of the diversity of the things that children wanted. Of course, puppies, Disney trips, also other kinds of travel. I saw a bedroom redo. That was adorable. So as we wrap up here, tell me what you need from the community right now. Obviously, support for the dreams, but are there volunteer opportunities?
Volunteer, you hit the nail on the head. So of course, monetary support is always, always welcome, but that's not the only way that you can help the Dream Fund. We need volunteers. We also have events happening in Q3, Q4 that we would love to have you come join and see what we're all about. It's the perfect place to get your toes wet with the Children's Dream Fund by coming to our signature events and special events. We also are always looking for in-kind donations on dreams. So the way we're able to keep that hard cost of the dream, that $5,000 that I was telling you, the way we're able to keep that down, the true cost would really be an average of $10,000. So we go I'll give you an example for a child that goes to Hawaii. We search for hotels that will donate a hotel room for a family or donate a dolphin experience for a family. And every dream has that in-kind element. So knowing people in the community who have connections that can help us with those in-kind costs are always welcome. And if you're listening to this and you have ideas, I'm just a phone call away. I'm accessible. Call me up. Let me know your thoughts. But that's a big way we're able to save cost and keep the good work we're doing and make it so special for the child too.
150 kids. That's an impressive number. Congratulations on your new role.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm thrilled to be here and pinching myself when I walk in the door every day because this is a really special organization and I'll work really hard to make sure that we keep up the good work.
That's great. Excellent. Thanks for sharing this story with us today.
Of course, thanks for having me.
From stpcatalyst.com.